Coming to you live from Studio 65. I'm Canuck. I'm here with Pan. And where the heck's Cardinal?
He's stuck in traffic.
Or so he claims to be stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Well, it is a wintry day today.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Really, really bad out.
We got a text from him just a few moments ago saying that he's given up. He's seen rear enders, side benders. This actually sounds like a pub crawl. I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe that's where he is.
Anyway,
so he's like, I'm not moving at all. It's like, well, I'm in neutral with a parking brake on.
Well, he said he wasn't moving, so I said, does that grind your gears? And he said, no, because I'm in neutral.
Yeah. At which point I said, maybe that's why you're not moving.
Yeah. So no refunds for tonight's episode, folks.
Yeah, we've...
So what is it? This is Wednesday, February 7th. This is our sixth season, episode 9, coming to you from Studio 65.
Nice.
Yep, 6 and 9.
Nice.
A little housekeeping here. You can reach us by email, podcast@sendscallups.com. You can phone us, 1-844-SCU-6565.
We really need voicemail because a third voice right now would be great.
Man, that phone number is going to suck if Carlson gets traded.
Oh, I don't.
Anyway. Or you can get us in the forums.
Forums. It'll be a podcast. Yep. Girls Against Trade.
Forums.sendcallup.com. The optimism is everywhere, folks.
One of us is a legit no-show, just like the Sens this year.
How was your week?
There's a comedy and parody or something like that. I think it's a thing. Yeah. My week, extremely busy.
Yeah.
Quite good, though. Quite good. I don't remember anything. Super Bowl. That was fun.
You actually watched it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my buddy's a really big Eagles fan, so.
Oh, so he had a good night.
He has a lot of fun. He didn't even know how to react. He just stood there smiling. And of course, when he's bringing a four-year-old. Four-year-old goes to bed first. I want daddy. I want daddy.
Nope.
Nope, not tonight. Why? 7-year-old goes to bed, but I want you, Dad. No, I'm watching the game.
I didn't have
that. Was a great game.
Yeah, what is the expression? Didn't have a dog in that race.
Yeah,
but you know,
sports.
But you know, clearly New England has won it so much that it was just kind of fun to cheer for somebody else.
Exactly.
And man, like,
and Brady was just throwing everything.
They never punted once.
Yeah,
New England.
Oh, they didn't.
I don't think so, unless I missed it. Like, it would just every time he had the ball, they end up scoring.
Mm-hmm.
So, from an offensive point of view, that was a great Super Bowl.
Crazy. Yeah, and that one defensive play.
Yeah.
So no, that was a really good game to watch. And it's kind of nice to see athletes try to win. Because I haven't seen that in a while.
No kidding. I had a relaxing day.
I
went to Nordique Spa this morning.
Yep.
On a Wednesday. Have you been there?
No, I can't. You know I can't.
You can't take it. It's nothing to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So just lie there and say nothing all day. Yeah, no thanks. I just can't. Like, even when we were before we planned out this trip, people are just like, well, why don't you just go to a beach, take a book, and read that all day? It's like, that sounds like my personal hell.
You were losing your mind that, like, just spending an afternoon by the pool on previous trips.
Which trip was that? For Vegas, you mean? Oh, no, in Florida.
Florida.
Oh, God, that was dull. Yeah. Or
Phoenix and... It's crazy.
Phoenix. Well, remember that? It's like we sat down and watched the football game and I immediately fell asleep.
Yep.
It's like I just need activity.
Yep.
So, anyway.
You're an ADD child.
Yeah. So, anyway, so you went to the spa?
Yeah. So, I got chilled.
On a Wednesday?
Yeah. Well, you know, big news. Changing jobs.
Okay. I was like, don't you think that you might get in trouble at work if you just...
Fire me.
Please, I need the sevens.
No, big news for me is I'm changing jobs.
Yeah, congratulations.
Start next week.
Yeah.
No, not too much downtime, but we'll take it. doing some kind of stuff. Yeah. I mean,
so you're probably going to be in like a room and learning all that week.
I have no idea what's going on, but what I've been told, well, yeah, because my job starts in Vegas.
Oh,
that's why you're saying that.
Yeah.
Monday. But the thing is, I've been told it's like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., three nights straight, plus evening events.
And network, yeah, for you too, right? And you're going to want to network, meet people. And
because we're going there later, so this is a disaster. I don't want to make that trip twice.
It's not like you've been there in a long time either.
Well, I was there for work in August.
Yeah.
It's not fun to go for work.
Well, I think it depends on how intense it is, but...
Well, this is intense.
But yeah.
And drinking from the fire hose, yeah. Anyways, so where we're going with
that? The fire hose, which bar is that?
No. Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you just ask me?
Oh, no, that's just my pun.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so for listeners in Toronto, maybe I'm doing the same kind of job, but I might be spending a little bit more time in that region. That's so right. Look out.
Look out.
Lock your doors.
Yeah. Do you think it's just going to be Toronto or are you bouncing around everywhere?
Eastern Canada. But
oh, really?
Okay. What's the biggest metropolis in Eastern Canada?
It's Toronto.
Exactly.
Center of the universe.
That's right.
All right.
Well, what else? I got to thank you to Kathy for her donation to the pod.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much.
The rest of you get going here.
I got a quick plug. I'm going to do it now because I'll forget at the end. Russell from the Sens Underground. You might be wondering what he's up to. Well, besides spending most of his time in Boca Vista and...
riding around in limos.
Yeah. Making crazy cat toys. He also plays in a Foo Fighters tribute band.
Nice.
And on...
But they're still alive.
I guess it's not a tribute band then, is it? What do you call that?
Cover band.
Cover band. Yeah. February 23rd. 23rd, Greenfields Bar. And I guess that's in Barhaven. Local reference.
I looked at that.
Anyway, his band is playing February 23rd. Anyone in the Ottawa area or anyone close enough they want to come see, he'll be playing. I don't have much more details on that, but...
Green Bank Road in PN.
Check the forums. I'm sure he'll plug it there.
Oh, and there's a Colonnade Pizza there too.
There you go.
Yeah, they probably have a... Rettner. Oh, yeah, they've got a kitchen there. Oh, it's a nice place, too.
All right, ready?
That should be fun. Burn it down! Burn it down!
Funny how last time we used that, a bunch of people on social media came out at us and say, hey, we use that song too.
Yeah, I don't know. That song or just wrestling songs? I think it was other wrestling songs. That's fine. It's a fun one.
It fits. How many games do we have since last time?
Six, I think.
Six? Wow.
Deux, trois, four, five, six. Yeah.
All
pretty
right.
Good, because we did like 13 last
time. Hope you got some notes.
Well, I do. Put these together like 20 minutes ago. Bruins at Sens, 3-2 loss, because of course. Condon was in. Sens goals by Chabot and Dzingel.
That's a good tank loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one was a good tank loss. Condon played awesome, then he really screwed it up on the third Bruins goal. Tank army. Bruins goals by Heinen, Schaller and DeBrusque. So I think these are some of the younger players that are going up. Playing the young guys might win you some games sometimes.
Whoa. The Bruins are playing the young guys?
Yeah.
And they're scoring?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right.
Shouldn't they be sticking with the old guys? Like Chara?
Yeah, just the vets.
Yeah.
Bring back Mark Savard even though he's hurt. He's on payroll anyway, so you got to play him, right?
Interesting.
So the plan going into the game, according to Condon after the game, was to keep Boston to 20 shots in the game. Shots per period, 20, 10, 14.
Oops.
This team, man. Like they're just all over the place. Since that, Hurricanes don't remember this game much. 2-1 loss. Pajot scores in the first. I remember this game maybe being somewhat tight or whatnot. Going to the third with the 1-0 lead. Aho gets one right off the start of the third. And then Victor Rask gets one on the power play. Sure. Ducks at Sens. 2-1 overtime win.
What?
What? This was Carlson's 600th game.
Nice.
Ducks had absolutely nothing in this game. They were flat.
Wasn't this a 0-0 game for a long time? Like at least halfway through?
Oh, I recall Ottawa. I think we were leading for the majority of the game.
Oh, okay.
If I recall correctly.
Hmm.
So Ryan deflects in the Hoffman shot on the power play, and then he gets hurt.
Yeah, what happened there? Did he hit his hand later?
He gloved down the puck, and that apparently hurt his hand.
No, but he gloved it down with the other hand.
No.
No?
No. Which, yeah, because his right hand shot, yeah, so it was his right hand that he knocked you down.
Hmm.
Tendon damage.
Did you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
No.
I'm rewatching it. Mm-hmm. And there's this one character who basically they got.
Is it on Netflix?
The American one.
Oh,
okay. They cut off basically all his fingers. All he got is his digits.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, maybe they need to do it with this guy.
Just take it off.
Fuse a hockey stick to his hand. Be done with it.
That may impact his day-to-day life, but just take off the index finger. You'll survive. So Kessler scored with less than a minute left in just an absolute... I can't read this. Yeah, but it's not very good. An absolute meltdown. I remember that part. And that's where I just kind of tweeted at 2017-18 Senators. Because it was just a disaster. And they looked like they're going to blow it. Adam Henrik took a penalty in the last minute of the game. And then Carlson ends it with a rifle of a shot on a beauty pass by Matt Duchene.
Hmm.
You don't remember any of that.
I didn't see this game.
Probably didn't even see it.
I didn't see this one.
Next, Sens at Flyers, 4-3 win.
I actually did see this.
What? Super Bowl Saturday.
Yep.
Sorry, the big game Saturday.
No, it was the day before.
Saturday, not Sunday.
Super Bowl. Okay, yep. Yeah.
So the big game Saturday, listeners, copyright infringement. goals by Duchene, Brassard, and DiDomenico. Now, one thing is every time DiDomenico does something great, which is quite often, I get really mad that the team chose Gabriel Dumont over him. Makes no sense. Go down to my grave with that one. Flyers goals, Couturier, Leighton, and Nolan Patrick, who tied it with 3 seconds left in the game. Was Smith and Carlson were trying to play goal behind Anderson. Anyways, overtime happens, goes to the shootout.
And how many shootout rounds did that go?
6. Shootout order.
Pyatt?
No, Duchene.
Okay.
Then Pyatt.
Yeah. Gotta have me some pie.
Oh, what was it? I can't remember it.
Carlson was in there.
Yes, that's it. Sorry. So Duchene, Carlson, defenseman.
I don't never goes on breakaway.
Never, he doesn't go on the breakaway because he's a defenseman.
No, but it's kind of a...
He does okay with it, but second.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Mike Hoffman scored in this game, I think.
Yeah.
I think. Or he's just been playing great, right? So Duchene, Carlson, Pyatt, DiDomenico, Derek Brassard. No one's scoring.
I know.
Derek Brassard, fine. Then Hoffman.
Score.
With that Forsberg move.
It seems ridiculous in hindsight, but I think I heard them talking on the radio that at that given moment before the shootout, Hoffman was 1 for 10. Pyatt was 2 for 6. So they're just going with the odds, but
you deliberate this as I look things up.
Oh, who gives a crap? Just go on to the next game. Mm.
But still, it's like, okay, sure. Like, Hoffman's goofing around and cheating, so you're going to hold him back? Great, you're going to lose a game. This is exactly what Dave Cameron did. Like, well, I'm not going to put him on the power play because he's always cheating. He's not doing what he's supposed to do, so I'm going to show him.
Yeah.
Here's $5.2 million, and you're fired.
Anyway.
So that was frustrating. It's like we win and there's still something to be really upset about. Sends out Habs 4-1 loss. This was a terrible game.
Yep.
Terrible. So really, nothing happened whatsoever. Sens did nothing. Hoffman got one to open the scoring on a beauty steal just at the blue line. Kind of looked somewhat familiar to the Bobby Ryan goal in the outdoor game, except Hoffman just wired it instead of going into dangle. Habs get two goals on a four-minute power play where originally the referees called the penalty on PRV. But then the Montreal video room ended up calling down saying that they got the wrong guy. And then they put Carlson in the bench. Or in the penalty box instead.
Good move for them.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that. I had no... There's no video review for who got the penalty.
You're saying the Montreal?
Montreal video coaches?
Yeah.
Called down to the officials box to say that it wasn't PRV, it was Carlson.
Cool. Is this going to be a new thing now?
Apparently. Or maybe that just might be a Montreal rule.
Where's that Montreal typical button? I don't have it.
That was just unbelievable. So anyway, regardless of that, Carlson did create that or did cause that penalty.
Yeah.
It was what it was. And just the team was awful. But I did find the officiating quite lopsided. And I haven't said that in years or in a couple years now. So this team they shouldn't be doing well, especially against playoff teams.
You know what? To the Habs. They've been losing a lot, and you've been kind of summarizing that, except for the Philly game.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of reached that point where I'm okay with them losing, but at the same time, because of draft position, at the same time, though, you need some sort of spark to kind of maintain some sort of optimism for next season, right? It's this crazy balance.
Yeah.
And I think, what was the next game?
Devils at Sens. Yeah. 5-3 win.
This is the one you're texting us. I hope you guys are watching.
Yeah. This is a fun game. I missed it first because I was driving, but listening to...
Were you there live?
No. Okay. I've had to work late, so I traded this game because who wants to go see the Devils? It's going to be a boring game.
That's like a 6-year-old argument.
20-year-old argument.
Probably.
Yeah. Zajac, I guess. These notes are...
Yeah, he started off like a minute and half.
Yeah, like really early in. Dion messed up. And you think, here we go again. Should have had it. That's exactly it, because I was listening to this on the radio in the first period. So that was just disappointing. Then on a 5-on-3 power play, Hoffman, then DiDomenico scored.
Hoffman. Again.
And DiDomenico.
Dido. Thank you.
Deshane scored again.
Beauty goal too, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Right deep in and just roofed it. Beautiful play.
How's he doing? He's caught up to Tourist now?
3 points behind, I think.
Nice.
It was like a 15-point gap at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to give up Shane Bowers, so we lose. Deshane scores again. Colin White gets his first... off a gorgeous pass from Thomas Chabot.
The three of them, Duchesne.
Yeah, Duchesne.
To Chabot.
Yeah.
To White.
And apparently they were practicing plays in their shooting room. I don't know what a shooting room is.
The shooting room. Nice.
Yeah.
Just think about that. Duchesne, Chabot, White. White.
Yeah.
Those are nice names you want to hear on the score.
And the other guy on the ice is Hoffman. And whoever Duchesne's with.
Right.
Or not Deshane, whoever's White Carlson. Shabbat's with. It has been Carlson.
It was Carlson that started it, I think, didn't he?
This one? No, Deshane started this one.
No, but Carlson passed it out to Deshane, who took off with it.
Might be, yeah. I think you're right. So this is not a rebuild team, but we'll get to that. Alex Burrows does dumb things. Then Taylor Hall scores on the power play. Smith later gets the fifth Sens goal of the game on a breakaway coming out of the penalty box.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I don't remember anyone ever doing that. Maybe Hossa?
Yeah, or Havlat.
Like Hossa or Havlat, and that's it. Then Palmieri gets one early in the third, but it is way too late at this point. So that was a fun game. And if you can get me one of those games every five or so for the rest of the season, or just at the home games, preferably tomorrow, great. Because that was fun.
Yeah, where did that game come from?
I have no idea. It was wicked.
So the big news out of that game,
yep.
Alex Burrows, as you said, went crazy. He had a clean hit from Hall.
Yep.
And then tried to retaliate. Hall wasn't going to have it. Eventually, I think the next whistle, there's a scrum. He finally gets to Hall.
Yeah, wants Hall's to fight not him, doing a thing.
Wants to fight him, falls to the ground, and ends up
punching him and then knees him in the
head. Knees him in the head a couple times, right?
Yeah.
Declined to go for the in-person player safety interview. We just got the news before we started. 10-game suspension.
That was a lot more than I thought he was going to get.
I'm thinking, could you just make it like a season and a half, please?
Which is just incredible. So with the 10 games, that puts his 10th game suspension after the
trade deadline.
So I don't know if that'll impact anything.
I guess not. You know, the only thing that would be negative would be if you'd hope he'd go on a little positive run, maybe look more attractive. But I think people know who Burrows is at this point.
Exactly. Just a useless punk.
Yeah.
This pretty much summarizes it. So the other thing with that,
drill it into your head here, folks, that Alex Burrows is the grit you need.
Yeah, that's a grit we were missing all year. Chris Neal will never do that.
I don't know how Chris Neal got through his whole career without having a suspension.
He wasn't fighting guys at one drop, too.
No, I mean, he had some questionable hits. I think of a couple in Buffalo, but I mean, you see that all the time.
At that point of where the hockey was, that wasn't a penalty anyway.
I know, right? It would have been now, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think he would have thrown that hit anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But hindsight's crazy.
No, exactly. Like, I think it was Russell who posted 2 years ago or something like that, or maybe even last year, is a Lance Pitlick. Just a highlight reel of his hits. They were all head hits.
Really?
Like every single one of them, he'd get the guy by the boards and then just throw his elbow into the back of his head. Wasn't a penalty.
Wow.
Because you're like, your body's hitting him first and then you hit him in the head.
Does Don Cherry still do the Rock'em Sock'em series?
I don't think so.
Because I remember watching those when I was young.
Yeah.
Look at these hip checks, folks.
I don't think you can sell it now with YouTube, right? Because YouTube just... compiles everything for you. But
remember, he used to have like a, here's my favorite section, the hip checks.
And show all these things.
Half of them, I'm sure, were illegal.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, so up to now, Chris DiDomenico has 5 goals this year. And you put him on waivers.
Yeah, lucky.
And Gabriel Dumont was chosen ahead of him. I don't understand. In the last 4 games, Mike Hoffman has 2 goals and 4 assists. The last 6 games, Matt Duchene has 2 goals, 4 assists. Craig Anderson's save percentage in January, 9.18. Mm. 0.918, I guess, is the right way to say it. February, 0.913.
So he's on the mend.
He's coming back. Mike Condon, granted, it's only been 2 games in February, 924.
Playoffs are off the table this season. We know that, but... Yep. If you are in control of this team...
Pre-preseason.
What would you do?
Pre-preseason.
It is indeed kind of
like... Do you want to run that with the email?
I think it kind of works. Yeah, go for it. I mean, there's 2 of us, but...
Yeah.
The still assistant VP kind of... Or assistant GM's kind of hard to take the role, so...
Where did he go here?
Basically a little game where one of us plays the GM, one of us plays the owner.
Yeah, Adam Netto. So you're the... One of us is a GM. The other one is coming up to trade deadline or what? For the rest of the season, trade deadline, the draft, and the off season. So let's say you're the GM first. What do you do for the rest of the season?
I would identify who I want on my team next season.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, and even with that, you may have some people who are the core, the untouchables, that you never tell who they are. I would label Carlson as one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably label Duchene as one of them, even though both of them are pending UFAs. But those are the people I want to keep.
Well, they're not. next year they are.
Right. Correct. And, you know, and they take, you know, you take a look at people like Hoffman. Do I want to keep him around? So you do that exercise. Mm-hmm. Then you end up with the rest. And mm-hmm. I would go see what you can get from them. The trade deadline. You're probably not going to get much. Really. I wouldn't be entertaining offers
for whoever those guys are.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And then I think I would play out the rest of the season with the younger talent. I know, and I struggle with this philosophy. Should you send that younger talent down to Binghamton? Let them develop there. Do you let them develop here? I don't know. Seems like, sorry, I say Binghamton, Belleville. Seems like that's a better place to develop them.
The Devils.
But,
yeah.
You know, this is your future. Are you playing for next season? I don't know. Like, I think those kids would rather play here, but like the Whites and the Shabbats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just flip-flopped, didn't I? I don't know what you do.
So but what yeah. I, yeah. So what I would do is if I was a GM, very similar to what you said, but also with this, I would present some of the scenarios, which I'm hoping that he did to Eugene because he was down in Barbados for 2 days.
Well,
for a business meeting, just to discuss what the plan of action is.
You need to talk to Carlson. You need to talk to the owner.
You can't talk to Carlson yet.
You need to talk to Carlson and find out where he's at. Not
contract. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. And if otherwise, well.
Yeah.
If he wasn't, we'd hear a lot more. And I'm sure Carlson wants to stay here anyway.
Deal. No, he's king of the town right now, you know.
Yep.
You go somewhere else, you got to start over a little bit.
What people say, it's you can get the extra year here. If it doesn't work out in the next couple of years, then you can ask for a trade.
It's true.
And you're guaranteed your money. Every year it's better for you. It's better for the team to sign it now because it's a maximum of 20% of the cap, which is the maximum that you can get paid.
So if I was Carlson, I would say.
So every year, because if you wait a year, well, it's just going to go up that 3-5% anyway.
Carlson's just going to say, look, if you guys are committed to winning here, I'm committed to staying.
Yeah.
And that's not, that's a good answer.
Right. And that will also be.
I would want him to say, oh, I'm just going to stay no matter what. Oh, that sounds like you're mailing it in.
Yeah. He's just looking for his paycheck.
Right. You don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I know he is. Who wouldn't? But he wants to win.
Right.
The owner, is he willing to, well, I don't think we need to go to him and ask him to spend right now. Because so, where do you? Yeah.
So with the options that I would give to the owner in my presentation, I would have one with the buyouts. Go listen. If we buy out Bobby Ryan mostly, because I think Dion Phaneuf still has some value. But if we were to either buy out Bobby Ryan and or, because there's a lot of talk about LA now for Dion Phaneuf. So if they have that deal pretty much worked out. Say, you need to spend $1 million for the next 3 years or $2 million for the next 3 years to retain salary. And this will give us this flexibility that I can do all of these things for you.
Yep.
That's the proper way to present it to the owner. And if the owner kiboshes it, says, absolutely not, I have my own mandate of doing this and I'm not budging on it. Okay, well, if you're not, and you can even say, this is what my recommendation is, because you're the GM, it's not your money. And in the same way, like if you're a manager or director and you're given a budget, you may go back to whoever gave you that budget and say, okay, well, what if we just tweak this and tweak that, and then this is what we can do instead, and just maybe a little bit more here and a little bit less there.
Right.
But still overall, we're seeing what we can do. And if we're not able to, if you're not willing to go this way, well, then here's option B or my next motion that I would do with these restrictions in it of keeping Bobby Ryan to term, keeping Dion Phaneuf to term. And these are the things that we'll lose. And this is how I think it will impact the hockey team and probably throw in some of the business stuff too, which you're talk ops you shouldn't be doing. I don't know where Tom Anselmi is.
Good point. He disappeared.
Serial leader would be everywhere. Tom Anselmi, I have no idea where he is.
Do you have a little falling out? I know he didn't go to Sweden.
Yeah, I heard about that. Apparently it's punishment for poor ticket sales. But he might be just busy with the NCC project for LeBreton.
Right.
But yeah, it's very odd for him to be in the spotlight and then not be in the spotlight.
Hmm.
So that's really what I would do for the rest of the season. Trade deadline, trim the fat, get rid of these guys. If you have a... And it, honestly, if you're putting the coach on the hot seat, move his guys. Move the Boucher boys. Not Pyatt. Thompson, you're gone. Dumont, you're on waivers.
Right.
Very much like Moneyball, right? Where I guess the manager was playing the guys that the GM didn't want him to play.
Yes.
So they just trade him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's about it. Then offseason, just sign Carlson. Carlson's my first priority. Second priority is Mark Stone. That one should be easy to do. Matt Duchene, I don't think should really get much of a raise.
Well, you could lock him in.
Exactly.
Now. So
in the negotiation, it's what have you proven that you can do?
I'd be happy with locking him up.
Yeah, so would I. But I'm not giving you 10. I'm definitely not giving you 8. You're making 6.
He hasn't shown those kind of numbers yet.
Right.
He looks like he's got that kind of potential.
So if you want to sign now, we're going to do it. I'll give you 7.
Great.
And like 6, 6, 6, 7, 7, 7. So something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd be good with
and
that.
And then he'll be fine for that.
Now, is there enough money to sign Carlson, Duchene, Stone?
Yeah, there is. As long as you can move Dion Phaneuf or someone like that.
As long as
there's tons of cap room otherwise.
Owner is willing to do it.
Yeah, and then you can tack on Burrows or something. Zach Smith is probably going to move. Which I like Zach Smith. It's for a reasonable contract, but if you need to make roster spots open, that's the first one to go.
Right.
Yeah, this will be a little bit long.
If you're the owner, I would hire
the team.
I would hire please
hire a PR firm.
Hire a PR firm out of Toronto to just like say a bunch of nothing. You know what? I'll give Melnick this. If you had just done what he did,
yep.
He realizes he admits that he has to do some damage control.
No, the league made him do this.
Oh, you think so?
No, it's the league made him do this.
Okay. Shit. That takes away my positive praise there. I was going to say, well, at least you realize there's some damage control to do it. That, you're trying, even though you're saying nothing.
Because yesterday he quote tweeted that CTV Toronto interview that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, thanks once again, CTV Toronto, for allowing me to clear the air. It's like, no. Because what he's saying is like, oh, no, I'm rephrasing it. It's like, no, you've flipped. You flipped.
Meaning?
He said that we're going to move the team and blah, blah, blah. And we need to sell tickets to, no, it's like, I really like the fans and the fans are great, but some people on the internet aren't fans. And you know what I'll say to that?
Well, it's true.
People on the internet are potential customers.
Right. Everybody's on the internet now, so
yeah.
People on the internet is just, pretty much everyone.
Just nonsense. Only thing I'll say if I'm the assistant general manager is I am looking to get an ECHL team because Belleville's been a disaster this year. They got way too many guys there. It's 4 goalies right now.
Hmm.
I think.
Well... And
they have 4 goalies.
And they haven't been able to develop Hogberg because they still got the freaking Colorado's goalie there.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Like, why are you playing Hammond?
Why are you playing Hammond? A guy that...
And if you're playing, if you're not, if Hammond isn't playing, why is Danny Taylor playing? He should have gotten released.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 0 future in here. Bye. And we're the 3rd worst team in the NHL. They're also the 3rd worst team in the AHL.
Nice.
So you guys got to figure this out. What's the other? Yeah, I guess that's
Hogberg is the only possible bright spot in the goalie pipeline, right?
Correct. So yeah, that's not good.
He should be starting.
We've been able to get goalies soon, but
he should be the starter.
I should say should be. It's not. He's the number C goalie, I think. Yeah, he would be. Right. Drieger's behind. Drieger's done here. And where the hell is Nick Paul?
Yeah.
He's still not up. So I think the team's done with him.
Yep.
At least give him a chance, right? But going back to Carlson, that's the other thing I was going to say. If Alfred, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before. If Alfredson is indeed involved in the potential ownership group, because right now with LeBreton, they have a year to get their financing in order to then start really doing the work. If Alfredson is indeed, and because the ownership change would be around this point anyways.
You're still banking on an ownership change.
He doesn't have the money to build a building. And I know there's other people there, but...
But he said he's not going to sell it. And of all the things he says, I actually believe that one.
I don't think he wants to. Well, that's the only asset he's got left, really.
True.
But you never say that you want to sell the team.
True.
Did Carolina say that he wanted to sell the team?
I don't know.
He didn't. Especially on the relocation talk, he's like, nope, our arena deal's too good. Arizona's never said that they want him to sell the team. These things happen quietly, but they happen fast. And I'm sure he doesn't have the money to do this.
The LeBreton stuff,
even though there's other people involved. But if Daniel Alfredson is is indeed involved in the ownership, he can just, and if it's happening within a year, Erik Karlsson's still on his current contract.
That would help.
Year, right? So it's just hold off. We're almost done. Or it's insider information, but even at that, just say, don't ask for a move yet. Pretty sure everything will work out.
Mm-hmm.
So, because Eugene Melnick's this big black cloud on the organization.
Yep.
So if you know that that's going away, you like the city, your wife is from here, you're going to have a kid, like he mentioned, so did Mark Mathon. But.
Kyle Turris.
Yeah. But Kyle Turris, again, he said he wanted to stay. He says that the management wanted to keep him, but the owner didn't. Which I 100% believe him. So, yeah, it's... So if that's the case in Carlson, it doesn't matter what Eugene says to him. You just wait him out. Or sign your deal and you think that it's going to happen. Because if Erik Karlsson's part of this ownership group, and if he really wants to be an owner, then Karlsson won't want to go anywhere else.
Wouldn't think so.
Yeah. Now, the only other thing I would do if I was the owner is I would have already done it. But I would have had a Ring of Honor presentation for Chris Phillips because that also helps sell tickets.
And Chris Neal.
Yeah. I would probably do both this year. I don't know why they didn't. Or do Chris Phillips this year and then you have Chris Neal in the pipe for next year.
That'd be good. That's actually a good segue.
We've heard nothing.
My next question would be, okay, there's the state forward of the franchise. How about right now you're trying to sell tickets? What are you going to do? Like, I saw an email about, renew your season tickets and kind of snickered. There actually was no info yet.
Okay. Because I got a call.
It just kind of said, we'll be in touch kind of thing.
Oh, was it? Okay.
If you're trying to sell season tickets, well, first off, you're not going to get them from me now. But
I need to talk to you about that. Yeah.
Like, what do you do? What's the message? Because it's pretty dark right now.
Yep. And that's one thing. And for whatever reason...
You got to hope these kids
But don't forget that they also extended out their renewal period.
Yeah.
Because I think it was supposed to end late February.
Yeah, usually in February they start the drive. And we got
an email...
They have the days of...
In January or December saying that they're going to extend it to mid-March.
Mm-hmm. Wonder what's up.
Yeah. Like, it's just odd that they would do that unless they know that they're going to have more of a challenge on the renewals.
Yep. I think so. Hoping something will catch wind, catch fire. Like, you know, Colin White and Thomas Chabot, more goals. Just get something going that's exciting. Is it too? It's too early. But you almost want to say, renew now, and we will guarantee you first seat picks and exclusive pricing on the Breton.
Oh, it's going to be a 10-year thing.
If you don't renew, you don't have your tenure.
Yeah, so that's exactly it. Or new people, and you can... Because you can just announce that whenever the new arena is built, we're
going on tenure.
We're going on tenure, which they will, and based on price level.
So get in now. So
how many people just bet, you know what, because there's some packages, and you could even make it the 10-game package.
Right. Right.
And people will probably group up for that and say, you know what, yeah, I'll go to 5 games, you go to 5 games, whatever, that's 5 nights for the year, that's not the end of the world. Yep. And that way we have our hand in the pot.
Yep. That'd be smart.
But there's been no talk of that whatsoever. Maybe they're waiting for things to guarantee, but yeah, I don't know.
Like tomorrow night against the Predators, okay, you got the Kyle Turris return.
Yeah.
I think in March, it's later in March, Dallas is in town, so you get Mark Mathot return. Well,
that's the other thing, because on the first Boston game that we summarized, 9 hours before the game started or something like that, they said, by the way, it's Chris Neal Appreciation Night.
Yeah.
It's like, I had no idea. I probably would have gone to that.
And they didn't do anything other than just a commercial break thing.
The same video package that they've been playing on TV and then him waving to the crowd.
Yeah.
But I was furious. I'm like, if this is Ring of Honor, I'm going to be really mad.
Yep. They could have sold tickets.
So, I don't know.
Wow. Anything else?
It's pretty much what I...
It's kind of doom and gloom.
Well, yeah, that was a pretty good week, to be honest. A pretty good 6 games.
2 wins?
No, I think it's 3 or 4. It's 500 hockey, my friend.
Philly, New Jersey, and Ducks. 3.
Out of 6. There you go.
500 hockey.
500 hockey.
Wow.
Now, these games, it's kind of gave us a little bit more to it's a little bit more exciting outside of the Montreal game. That Montreal game is dull.
Yep.
Week to come, I guess.
Yep.
2 weeks to come, because I think you're...
Do a couple weeks.
You're gone next week?
Yep.
And the week after, you're here?
No idea. Yep.
All right. You kind of sound like Pajot right now. So tomorrow is Kyle Turris Appreciation Night. Saturday, we're in Toronto. Don't know how I feel about that game. Is it a must win? Must lose tends to aggravate Melnick. If he loses to the Leafs, and he might force them to do something dumb.
Good point. Pray for like a winter storm to cancel the game.
Yeah, there you go. Then Tuesday in Pittsburgh. This is an absolute must lose game at home against Buffalo. If he takes that game. Then the Rangers, and then we're in Nashville, and then in Chicago, and that's enough for now. Well, after that, Tampa and Philly, and then it's a trade deadline, so we'll see. Hopefully we'll be back, not next week, but the week after. Hopefully we'll be 3. Because this is a little bit awkward. What other notes did Colonel have for us?
Injuries.
Oh, PRV, welcome to the team. I guess. I don't know.
I haven't seen
you're him. You're fine. But you're not, because Nick Paul should be in that spot. Quick look, anyway. PRV. Injuries. Player usage has been terrible. Burrow suspension. I don't even know what would be wrong. Player usage, the only thing I would say is Mike Condon should be starting.
Well, we talked about it, like using
Yeah, just like play the young players.
Dumont over DiDomenico, that kind of crap.
Other way, other way.
Well, exactly that. We're complaining about that.
Oh, okay. I see. And I honestly think Mike Condon should be playing more games than Andrew.
Well, they said they're going to go.
He should definitely play more 50, than Andrew 50
on the way out.
I would go 70-30 Condon right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know what you have with Anderson?
Fair enough. Just trying to restore his psyche.
I think he's been playing hurt all year.
Maybe.
But, all right, well, that was an easy show.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Got anything? I had something.
You first.
Well, I had something and I forgot it. So does it really count as it grinds my gears if I forget it that easily? It wasn't driving related either.
I don't remember what I had. I have no idea.
So nothing's really grinding our gears this week. That's what we're saying.
I guess traffic.
Oh, God. Always back to the driving.
Poor Cardinal. But anyway.
No.
I've got nothing.
All right. Is this a wrap?
Yep. Some grinds our gears is nothing. Wow.
Our memory. Our memory grinds our gears. Jeez.
No, all right.
I had something good there. I think it was maybe like those stupid apps that, you know, like the TSN radio app or something that every time you're about to click on a button, they put a delay in. So you're right about to click on it and then the ad pops up.
Yeah. And I've noticed that the TSN one, they have like two pop-ups now. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I could say about the Super Bowl, used to enjoy watching the American commercials, and now they, even if you're watching the NBC feed, they filter through the CTV feed so that you're forced to watch the Canadian versions.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's been like that for 3 years.
Star Wars preview or commercial.
No, it's that
it's
damn.
Like, I saw it like 8 times now. That
damn X-Men Infinity War or whatever.
Yeah.
Over and over, Avengers of Infinity War.
It's like, jeez.
Oh.
But,
All right.
Sorry, I guess. No refunds.
To get a hold of us, just a reminder, podcast@sendscallups.com. We're on Twitter. I haven't been on Facebook in years, but that accounts.
Oh, yeah.
With that.
I forgot about that.
1-844-SCU-6565. If you want to leave us a
voicemail. Higher quality stuff like this, donate to the show. Does Cardinal honestly just ramble on for an extra hour and a half? Because this is really short.
Call us in. Let us know.
How long is
certainly
this?
Not me rambling. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Have a good week, folks.
Enjoy the Olympics, apparently.
But if you closed your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?